Okay, today's daf is daf Pechet, the final daf in the Masechet Yoma. And we were holding on Pesayin of Beis. And we had just discussed the question of whether Tvilat Nila patters you from Arvit or not. So according to... So according to Rob, let's start from there, please. So we're five lines up on the bottom. Omar Rav. Tvilat Nila Poteret Shel Arvit. According to Rav, Tvilat Arvit is included because I already said a Tvilah in the evening. Why should I say one again? Rav, the time in Yom Tzlut Yeterahi. So in terms of the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel before as to whether Ne'ilah is a true Tvilah, or whether it's just a vidui, which is what Shmuel was saying. We saw already before, we had a teyufta on Shmuel, and this is Rav L'shitasai, that Ne'ilah is a full tefillah, and therefore, given that Selele to Lo Tzarech, since you were already in Mitzpalel Ne'ilah, apparently Rav holds, and we'll see more on this today, apparently Rav holds that tefillat Ne'ilah is a tefillat halayla, and not a tefillat hayom, necessarily. We said that this may be dependent on the two understandings of what Ne'ilah is based on the Yerushalmi, as to whether Ne'ilah is Ne'ilat Sharei Shamayim or Ne'ilah is Ne'ilat Daltot Azara. But in any event, according to this, there'd be no need for a separate Arvit. Ask the Gemara, what possible difference is there if Ne'ilah is Poter Arvit or not, if according to Rav, anyway, you're always Patur from Arvit. So why do I need the Ne'ilah to Poter the Arvit? Umi Amar Rav Achi. So what's the point if it's a reshut anyway? Then who cares whether I'd not? And again, as we mentioned yesterday, Tosis points out, obviously we won't be mevatlet for no reason, but there's plenty of good reason to be mevatel arvit anyway on Mitzvah Yom Kippur and Mitzvah Steels, and it's people are betamit, so why should we look at it as a chovah? Answers the Gemara, he was referring to the Shita, he was saying, Divrei HaOmer, Tvilat Arvit is Chovah. So he's saying that Divrei HaOmer Chovah Ka'omar, that even according to him, you would be Yotze with Ne'ilah. And that's what we were up to yesterday, Meitve. So on this, the Gemara asks him the following, bright, or Yom HaKippur Mitvalel Sheva Mitvade, Shacharit Sheva Mitvade, Musav Sheva Mitvade, Ne'ilah Mitvalel Sheva Mitvade, Arvit, Mitpalel Sheva Mein Shmonesre. Wow. So according to this Bandi Omar, here the Tanakhama is saying, although you don't say a full Shmonesre on Maariv, would he allow you to say Havinenu? Havinenu is a middle bracha that includes all of the middle brachot that we usually say in the 19 brachot that we say. So it incorporates all of them, so all you have to say is the three opening brachot, the three closing brachot, and then you say, additionally, all of the remaining 13 brachot are now said in the Havinenu as one bracha.
In that sequence?
No, not in that sequence.
Let's keep Mincha. What is Mincha?
What happened to Mincha?
Musaf Sheva, Vinilam.
I don't know. I don't know whether it's anything. You notice it's just a gear.
Right.
No, it's. I mean, it's just. It's a gears issue. It should say b'mincha mispal. Yeah, it should say b'mincha mispal shavu. In other words, the gears elsewhere that brings this brighter. The brightest brought both the sochim and the nida, and over there it says b'feirish mitpavel. Wow! Boy, that would even wake Richie up. So that's it's interesting to notice. But the correct yursa is the mincha, of course, as we had earlier. And benila mitpal shavim. Anyway, so why would you be yotzi over here? And so the Rashban explains that since very interesting explanation he gives. I mean, Rash takes in a simple explanation we've been assuming all along that it's a tircha and it's a problem. People are being tainted. So b'pnei ha-tirach, they allowed you in this case to say a tefila ketzara, that you'd only say sheva brachot even during the week. But the Rashbam is a very interesting approach that Tosis brings, according to which, since you're still in the Ta'anit, So you're still, and you're still dressed for Yontev. So it's still Yontev, basically. Yontev always has a Tvilat Sheva. So what would be the Tvilat Sheva for a Yontev, which is Chol? Havineinu. So, in other words, Lamaisa, you can't say the Tvilat Yom HaKippurim, so you say an equivalent Tvilat Sheva instead of a Tvilat Yotet, which is the Havineinu Tvilat Kitzor. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, anyway, before we get back to the question, obviously the question here is that you do daven arvit, but let's just finish the braita. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Mishum Avotav, says you cannot say on Motzoi Achag Havineinu. Mitpalel Shmon Esrei Shleimot, you'll have to say the full 18 blessings, Mipnei Shetzarich Lomar Havdala B'chonein Adad. Since Havineinu is one bracha that does not have a separate tikkun for Motzoi Shabbat or Motzoi Chag, and there is no place where Havineinu was mitukan with Havdalah in it, so if you're going to have to say Havdalah, then you have to say the Baruch of Chonin Adad. So there, once you have to say the Baruch of Chonin Adad, you can no longer say Havineinu. They certainly will never mitaken a Tvilat Shemone. There's a Tvilat Sheva, but not a Tvilat Shemone. So therefore, this is all that we can do. In any event, getting back to our question, of course, you see from here that we certainly, put it on the stairs, that we certainly do daven ma'ariv on Matzah Yom Kippur. So how does Rav say no? Tanoi, actually, the question of whether Ne'ilah is poteret shel arvit is a machlokas Tanoi. What is it dependent on, this machlokas Tanoi? Specifically, the issue we brought up before. Is Ne'ilah a din in Yom HaKippurim? Or is Ne'ilah a din in as Yom Kippur leaves the Vomotsoi Yom HaKippurim? So if you hold that it's a Tfilat Hayom, obviously it can't pater Tfilat Arvit, which is Belaila. If, however, Ne'ilah is essentially transition of Yom Velaila, and it's therefore a Tfilat Laila as well, and may, according to some, maybe Dafka Tfilat Laila, so then for sure it would pater Arvit. Titania. Kol chayavei tefilot tovlim kedarkam biyom haKippurim. Where's the machlokas? The machlokas, interestingly enough, revolves around the question of the tefillah of a Baal Keri on Yom Kippur. Because normally somebody's chayavei, let's say, nida yoledet, so they would do their normal tefillah. The normal tefillah, they're always toiva balayla. So they would be toiva balayla before, in other words, leil Yom HaKippurim. The other two mites, don't have to. Toivo Balayla. Baal Keri has a problem because he has to daven. He's not supposed to daven because of Takanat Ezra is a Baal Keri. So Tovev Olech Ad HaMincha, he can go and go to the mikveh because as long as he still needs to daven. He needs to daven Mincha, so then he can go to the mikveh even though you're not allowed to wash on Yom Kippur. This is not considered to be, remember, there's no issue of washing, it's sort of ta'anug, it's sort of having the pleasure of washing. But over here, his tachlis is tahara mikveh, and not especially the way the mikvehs are today. It's not much of a ta'anug anyway. That would be the equivalent of being eichel, eichlin shenim ruim la'achilas, but it's rechitza, but mine shenim ruim l'shtifa. In any event, so since he needs to go to the mikveh in order to daven mincha, there's no problem. Whereas Rabbi Yosi Omer Kola Yom Kulo, he can go all day long, even after the mincha. You know, what would be the basis of that question? In other words, if he was Raya Keri after mincha, now he has to go to the mikveh in order to daven Ne'ilah. So apparently he holds that the zman of Ne'ilah is only during the day. Because if you could daven Ne'ilah at night, let him wait till the night, go to the mikveh after Yom Kippur, and then say Ne'ilah. So at least that way he won't have this problem. Since Rabbi Yossi holds he could be tevil even after mincha, apparently he disagrees with Rav, and that would be the basis of the braita. It says that you have to daven ma'ariv, because he didn't say any other tefillah at night. But the Chachomim who say that, no, he only goes to the mikveh if he was Raya Keri before mincha, but not Ne'ilah, because Ne'ilah can wait for. Oh, so it means Ne'ilah is a tefillat alayla. Therefore, they would agree with Rav, claims Rav, and that he would say that you're patur from tefillat arvit, even if they would otherwise hold the tefillat arvit chovah.
Rav Yossi says it's a daytime, Ne'ilah is daytime, and the Chachomim say it's a nighttime.
Yeah. Kol Hayom Kulo, he can continue to go to the
Mikvah. When would he get the corner of Yossi? When would he get to eat? After the Mikvah and after Ne'ilah again?
Such a practical fellow. She was stopping an extra 2-3 hours.
I'd wait till I get home anyway. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we have a clear machlokas, which is answers the problem of Rav. It's the Gemara. This is fascinating because Rav Yossi actually contradicts himself in the following. V'raminu, azava azava mitzorava mitzoratu boel midav etabe meit. All of these people who needed to be tahor are tovlim kedargan b'yom ha'kipurim. Of course, each at their time. Anida yoledet is tovlot the night before kedargan b'leil yom ha'kipurim. A balkeri is tovav aholech kol hayom kulo, so says the Tanna Kamma. And here Rabbi Yossi says it's the opposite. That's wild. And as he says exact opposite of what he said before. Rabbi Yossi a moment ago said that he can be tovav kol hayom kulo, and here he's arguing in the Tanna Kamma that says kol hayom kulo, and he says he can only be tovav until mincha. Answers, well, it's not a problem. It's talking about, he says, all that he's saying is that he already was mitpalel tvilat ni'ilah when he said in the previous Mamar that we're talking about Kol Hayom, it's talking about what he didn't say tvilat ni'ilah at the time that he was Raya Keri. So, well, what's the machlokas? If he already davened, why would the Rabbanan say that he could go to the mikveh? He did solely maita maya the Rabbanan. Completely different question over here. Question is whether there's a chiyuv to be tevo, whether or not you need that tefillah. That's the question. And that's called tefillah bizmana mitzvah. So over here, we were taking into consideration up until this point that the Balkari is being tevo because he needs to daven. But if you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, then even if he had already prayed, there's a separate issue, and that is he needs to become tahor today by doing his tefillah at the first available moment. And that's now. Because if he waits until tonight, he's going to have another day of tumah. And he wasn't tovel on the day that he could have. So therefore, there's a separate machlokas over here in which Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman is lav mitzvah. And therefore, only if he hadn't yet davened does he need to daven. Whereas the Chachamim hold, what's the difference if he davened in that? Tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. He'll have to go anyway at any point during Yom HaKippur, even if it's the last second, even if he'd already said mincha, ne'ilah, and everything else, he has to go to the mikvah today. Says the Gemara, but so then we end up with a contradiction, another contradiction in Rabbi Yossi. So you're telling me that according to this, you've worked it out, that Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman a lav mitzvah, and that ne'ilah is in fact a tefillah halayla as well, and therefore if he didn't daven ne'ilah yet, he can go to the mikvah kol hayom according to Rabbi Yossi, but according to Rabbanan, even if he daven, he can go to the mikvah kol hayom. But the problem is that Rabbi Yossi holds tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. So how that now this doesn't work out in Rabbi Yossi anymore. V'otanya. Suppose someone has the name of God written on his own skin. Guy was pretty stupid, or somebody wanted to make his life rather uncomfortable. Menashe. Hareza lo yirchatz v'lo yisoch v'lo yamal b'mokom atinofet. So in such a case, he cannot wash himself. Now we saw earlier that this means by rubbing. He can't rub because that would erase the shame. He can't be omeid b'makomat inofet. He can't stand in a place where he would be uncovered, in a place that's unclean. What happens if this damlo tvilat mitzvah? Suppose he has to go to the mikveh. Korech alav gami. What he does is he covers the shame with some material that is permeable to water, but at least it won't be exposed directly to the flow of the water. So he tries to protect it. The Oreid V'Tovel, and he goes to the mikveh. So the Tanakhama holds, look, it doesn't matter if he won't go to the mikveh right away. Suppose he can't find a permeable bathing suit. So he'll go tomorrow to the mikveh. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. You can't tell him he's got to wait until he gets that kind of bathing suit. Because what happens is that he won't find one, he won't go to the mikveh. And tefillah b'zmanah is a mitzvah. So therefore, yoreg v'tovel kedarko, you should go to the mikveh normally, ubilvad shelo yishav shef, as long as he doesn't actively, he's just gering, that the water is there, certainly raised, but he doesn't rub the spot with the Shem Hashem on it directly. V'kaimalan, and we explained over there that the whole machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachami is that they're arguing as to whether tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. So, and that means that Rabbi Yossi is saying, we don't want you to put off your tefillah to go find the right bathing suit. So he holds that tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. We can't afford to put it on. So how come over here Rabbi Yossi says, well, if you already davened, why do you need to go to the mikveh? What do you mean? Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. It's a contradiction. Make up your mind. Answers the Gemara, well, there's two Rabbi Yossis, you know. There's Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, who is the regular Rabbi Yossi. But there's also Rabbi Yossi ber Yehuda. And that is Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Yehuda does not hold tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. And that's the Rabbi Yossi we were talking about until now. And then Rabbi Yossi, how do we know Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no tefillah b'zmana mitzvah? Tanya, Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Yehuda Omer, daya l'tefillah shetehei ba'achrona. If you remember, back in Nida, we had some cases in which there was confusion as to what the status of a woman was. And we came up with the Machlokas, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, with dozens and dozens and dozens of possible tefillot that she's going to have to do to become tar from this suffix. Says over there, Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Yehuda, what does she have to do all of those tefillos for? Each and every one of them is still going to leave her as a suffix. Wait until the last possible day, which there's no longer any suffix. So whether she was a Yoledes, or the Kever, or a Zohar, or Yoledes Bezov, we had a whole complex mix-up there. But whatever it was, by the time X number of days have passed, there's no longer any suffix, then she could go once to the mikveh. What, does she have to go 90 times to the mikveh for? So apparently he holds that there's no need to go bedavka on a day which maybe is the day that you're chayav. Practically speaking, you're going to need to go tomorrow, so why go today? So apparently he holds there's no din of tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. And there it says, b'feirush Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, which means that our Rabbi Yossi, that we just explained, says that if you've already davened, don't go to the mikveh again on Yom Kippur, because we don't hold the tefillah b'zmanah mitzvah. That's Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. The other Rabbi Yossi who said that if you have a shame written on your flesh, that you should go to a mikveh anyway, without protecting that shame because we're worried that you'll put off your tefillah, who apparently holds that tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah, that's Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. It's not a problem. Either Chachomim, well, they aren't just contradicting themselves. Yeah. Rashi says this is a different Chachomim, a different Machlokas. Tosis gives another explanation, but there's no relationship between these Chachomim and those Chachomim. There's two Mandi Omrim. If it would be the same person, if Rabbi Yossi were the same person, you could say the Chachomim were the same Bar Pluk. That's two different Rabbi Yossi, two different groups of people that were arguing. Tonu Rabbana, Haro'eh Keri b'Yom HaKippurim. Someone who had to go to the mikveh because of Keri on Yom Kippur, Yoreid v'Tovah, so he should go to the mikveh, Ula Erev Yeshav Shef, and at night, he should wipe himself off. What? What is that? Obviously, can't mean the following night. This must. What does that mean? The night before? La'erev. Ma'idahavahavi. I understand. Whatever was already. What are you going to do? You're going to wipe yourself off, not to have a chatzitza. What good is it to already? If you already went to the mikveh, how are you retroactively doing a shifshuf to avoid a chatzitza? That doesn't make any sense. Ela'ema mi ba'erev yeshav shef. What this means, that when a person is preparing himself for Yom HaKippurim, he should make certain that he washes himself in a way that will allow him to go to the mikveh if necessary. So in other words, that way he should make sure he doesn't have any chatzitza on him, separate his hair, and so on and so forth, which is what one does before going to the mikveh. Always make sure that you can be tovel on Yom Kippur by making sure that the night before there shouldn't be any chatzitza on you as you wash for Yom Kippur. Toni Tanaka Medir Nachman. Haro'eh Keri B'Yom HaKippurim Avonotav Mechulim Lo. Anyone who sees Keri on Yom Kippur can be certain that all of his sins are forgiven. What? Tanya Avonotav Sidurim. Doesn't it say that his Avonot are all set up, meaning, watch out! Who's your insurance agent? And that's what it sounds like to me. My Sidurim. No, Sidurim means they're all arranged, meaning they're all arranged, ready to be knocked off. Check them off. Fine, no problem, no problem, no problem. Doesn't mean they're all arranged to have the piano fall on your head. So, my Sidurim, Sidurim li'imachel. Tana debay Rabbi Yishmael. Haroeh ke Rabbi Yom HaKippurim yida'ad kol ha'shana kula. Person who sees Keri on Yom Kippur should basically worry a whole year. Why? Because here it looks like he's trying to make himself, you know, tar for Yom Kippur and keep the Inuyim. And it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours it back in his face. No, I'm not interested in you being so pure. I'm not interested in you having Inuyim. Go have fun. You're going to hell anyway. So the guy should worry all year long. He's going to end up now without any kapora. That means he'll die this year. But imal taloshana, if he ended up living through the year, muftach lo sheben olam habas. On the contrary, so now it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masbiyayin. He should have a good time on Yom Kippur. And it doesn't matter. He doesn't need the kapora. Apparently he's a good guy. And he must have had a lot of schuyas that he could survive such a thing and be perfectly happy. Amr nachu by Yitzchak. Teda, you want to see how great this guy is. Kol olam kulo ra'ayv, v'hu saveya. Everybody else is deprived of sex, and he's happy. So that means that basically, he's better off than everybody else. He didn't need it, because he survived the year. So apparently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be happy. Ki ozer of dimi amar, mafish chaye. Look, I mean, semen is something that's all full of life. Right? It adds life. Sage, it guarantees him children. Umaske, and grandchildren, because it says in the pasuk, Yire Zera Yarich Yamin. Perfect. So that means someone who's Reya Keri will have Arichas Yom. Hadrilach HaMekipurim.
Beli Neder.
Uslikalach Mesechet Yom.
Yezrat Hashem
Yisvorach.
Wait a minute. We'll talk the questions later. We've got a beautiful thing to say right now. Hadran alach mesechet yomah, v'hadrach alon daitan alach mesechet yomah, v'derach alon. Lo nitin shemin af mesechet yomah, v'lo tina shemin an lo v'am ha'adein, v'lo v'am ha'deat. Hadran alach mesechet yomah, v'hadrach alon daitan alach mesechet yomah, v'derach alon. Lo tina shemin af mesechet yomah, v'lo tina shemin an lo v'am ha'adein, v'lo v'am ha'deat. Hadran alach mesechet yomah, v'hadrach alon. Daitan alach mesechet yomah, v'derach alon. Lo nitin shemin af mesechet yomah, v'lo tina shemin an lo v'am ha'adein, v'lo v'am ha'deat. Onu mashkimim libre Torah ve mashkimim ledvarim betelim. Onu amelim ve im amelim. Onu amelim u mikablim sachar ve im amelim ve inam mikablim sachar. Onu ratzim ve im ratzim. Onu ratzim lechaye olam haba ve im ratzim lever shachat shenema. Vehata Elohim toridem lever shachat am shidamim u mirma lo yechatzu yemeim ve ani eftach bach. Yiratzon lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu kishem shazartanu lesayim mesechet yoma ken da'azreinu latchil mesechtot usvarim acherim lesayimam. ללמוד, ללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו, שלא תימוש התורה מפינו מפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם, תתקיים בנו, ביטלך, תנחה אותך, בשור בך, תשמור עליך, והקיצות הייתי שיחך, כי ויהיו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה חושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז לנו ייתן, אדוני יברך, ימות השלום. ולמבנה קרתת ירושלים ולשחרר לכלה וכבי ולמקר פוחן הנוכרו מיער ויעתה ופוחן הנשמי ליעטרי וימליך כתשובליך ובמחות ויקרב ויצמח פוקנה ויקרב בחיי חון ויום יחון ובחיי דוחו בית ישראל בעגלו וזמן קורידים אמן אמן אמן
אמן אמן
יומי יומיות יסברך וישתבח ויסבר ויסרימם ויסנשא ויסעדור ויסעלה ויסעלות שמי דקודשו לאלם עם כל ברכסו ושירסו ושפרפסו ונחמסו ואמירון מאומלים על ישראל ועל רבנן ועל תמידיון ועל כל תמידי תמידיון ועל קומן יוסקים באורייתא דיבת רק התשעה דין ודי בכל אתר ויתר ילהון ולכון שלום הרב החינם וחיסטה ורחמי וחיי עריכי ומזוני ודיחי ופורקנה מקדום אבון ונשמיה להראות ואימו אמן ונשיר אמר הבא מנשמיה וחיים תומים עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואימו אמן ועשר שלום במרן בו ויעשר שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואימו אמן מה זאת It's so early, they only have to shear 10. Maybe we could just stay here and make more convenient.
Then, absolutely.
No, then we can move. Afterwards, we can move.
We stand Sukkah? We have to
quick review.
Yeah, we're starting Sukkah. Sukkah, Shehigwa, Malam Yetrima, Mapsula. Sukkah, where the Schach is higher than 20 Amot, is a Sukkah Psula, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kosher. She'ina gavoa asrat fachim, she'ina shalosh tanor, she'chamatam ruba mitzvata, psula. So if the sukkah, however, is not 10 tefachim high, or doesn't have three walls, or that has schach, but the schach allows in more sun than shade, we'll see later on, it's a question whether that's at the level of the schach or lower down, but in any event, such a sukkah is psula, and apparently here, Rabbi Yehuda does not argue. Okay, here we go. Nice beginning.
A question.
Yeah. Get that on. Go ahead. Or Yom Kippur mitpal sheva mitvade shachrit sheva mitvade musaf sheva mitvade mincha sheva mitvade benil mitpal sheva mitvade arvit mitpal sheva mein shmona esri. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel mishmona vatav mitpal shmona esri shleimot. But everybody certainly agreed that you have to say myrim. It's not the question what you say. The next step lamar avdala b'chonin hadad answers Rav Tanoi. The Tanya koch hayavit tefilot tovim kedar kabi Yom Kippur bidev yelad tovlot kedar kamele Yom Kippur in baal keri tovev alechad amincha. Rabbi Yosi Omer kol hayom kulo. So apparently there's a machloket whether the tefillat ne'ilah is a tefillat laila or tefillat yom. If you hold a tefillat laila, you can continue to, if it's a tefillat laila rather, you can wait till the laila. But if it's a kol hayom kulo, then that means you haven't davened ne'ilah yet, you still have to go to the mikvah. Raminu. Azav, azavava, mitzora, mitzora, to be only to be tummy later, minkitar can be Yomakipur. Neither your letter to love to the can obvious is belayly, Yomakipur and Baal carried to the velocolium kulo. And here Rabbi Yossi contradicts himself and says, mean I'm in from the mala, and you'll call it fall. But that's not the problem. It's talking about that he already said that we love Nila, or the Lord Soli. You did Soli, he said, my time and why the Rabbonah. Because of Rabbanah, Tefillah is Manah Mitzvah. So you're saying that Rabbi Yossi holds that Tefillah is Manah Lav Mitzvah? V'atanya Reisho Yashem Katuval B'saru Harizeh Lo Yerchatz V'lo Yisoch V'lo Yamud B'mokom Atinofet Nizdanu Lo Tefillat Mitzvah Korek Lav Gomi V'yori V'tovel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, you better be Yori V'tovel K'darko because Tefillah is Manah Mitzvah. B'vach Lo Yishav Shef V'kamilam B'tefillah is Manah Mitzvah Plege. Ahir Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Yudhi V'tanya Reis B'Rabbi Yudhi Omer D'aya Lo Tefillah Shtei B'Achronah. It's too late, man. Might have a hobby. Aim a me by Arab before you shaf shape. Tony Tanaka made the Rimlach when a Roy Caribbean, Yamakipur, Avonotav, Mulimlo, Fatania Vonotav Sudurimlo, Mois Durim, Sturim, Limachev. Tony very small, a Roy Caribbean, Yamakipur, Yidak Kola Shanakula, Vimal Talo Shanam of Tahu, Shaben Olamaba, on the Nakhwan is a Kateda, Kola Olam Kolora, a Rusaver, Kiata Rudim Yamar, Mafish Chaye, Sage, Umazge.